It's so incredible that no matter what's happening in the world, you can always look to the Torah, you could always look to the Parsha, and it seems like everything is screaming out to you. There's just so many messages every week, no matter what time, that seems to be telling you a story about our lives today from the Torah. And this week, we had an extraordinary week. It was a difficult week. There was so much happening in Israel, from the terrorist attack to the release of over 80 hostages. And there are still so many hostages that are out there. And Hodiah, in the middle of the week, said to me, she says, you know, my hostages, the Kfir and Ariel, Bibas, I think, you know, it was said that they were killed. She came to me crying. And then I looked up in the news and it says that Hamas said that Israel killed them. And I said, you know something, you shouldn't believe it. We don't know where they are. We don't know what's going on. And we just don't know. And then Sharon came to me yesterday and she said to me, you know, there's this incredible parak of Tehillim, parak Yud Zayin. Can we look through it? There's something there. It says Kfir and Ariel's name. And we opened it up and it's just, it's amazing. Looking from the Parsha, looking to Tehillim, it just feels like Hashem is speaking to us from so many different directions. So this week's Parsha, Yaakov is struggling with Esav, and he's worried about going to war with Esav, and he doesn't know, he doesn't know what will happen. And he prepares for war. He prepares for war by sending gifts. He prepares for war by tefillah. He prepares for war also by actually getting ready for war. That in itself brings up so many questions. And then later on, it also, we have this moment where Yaakov is alone. It says, Vayivater Yaakov Levado, Yaakov is alone. Vayavek Ishimo, and he gets into a struggle, a fight with an ish, which Rashi says is a sar of Esav, ara lot hashachar, until the morning. And I think that there's so much that this story can tell us about our lives. So first of all, just to even start, Vayivater Yaakov Levado, why is he alone? Rashi says that Yaakov went back for the pachim ketanim. And Chazal tell us that the Pachim Ketanim here is a remez to Hanukkah in the Torah. And as we are approaching, Hanukkah, and it's really coming up, it's amazing to think about how we see the remez of Hanukkah, which is Hanukkah happened thousands of years after Yaakov. Rabbi Moshe Weinberger has this beautiful shiur that I actually encourage anybody to listen to on this concept of what does it mean that Yaakov was levado. And he says that this idea that when there are many times in our lives when we struggle with things, that we are alone. And when that happens, when we are alone, we should remember that who is also alone, Vatiskav Hashem Levado, that Hashem is alone. And Dafka, when we're alone, that is the moment that we should be turning to Hashem. And to remember that Ein Od Levado, that there Ein Od Levado, there's no one else but Hashem who can help us. And I think that when we look around the world and we see everything that's happening, it's so powerful to realize that only Hashem can help us and only Hashem could save us. And that takes me to another thought, which is something I heard my father share from Rav Noach Weinberg, that as Yaakov prepares for the war, you would think that what is the first thing he should do to prepare for the war? He should have first started with tefillah. But instead, first he starts with the gifts, and then he turns to tefillah. And Rabbi Weinberg says the reason is that we, in life, whenever things are challenging for us, whenever we have these difficult things, we have to do our hishtadlut first. And I think that if you think back to what's going on in this world, we all know that the only thing that we could do is daven to Hashem, and Hashem, that Hashem controls the entire world. And yet, what are we doing? We're sending packages. We're sending hot cocoa mugs to soldiers. We ran a hostage project last week. We're continuing with, you know, putting up billboards this week. We went to the rally. It's like we can't just sit back on the sidelines and watch what's happening. We have to do everything in our power. And then once we do everything in our power, we recognize that it's not kochi va'utsam yadi. It's not our strength. It's not because the IDF is so strong. It's that Hashem runs the world and Hashem controls everything. And then that's where the tefillah, we recognize that it's all the power of tefillah. Then the next message that I think is so powerful from this is Yaakov is fighting and struggling with the Sar Shel Esav. He's struggling with this existential crisis of fighting against Esav, which is the metaphor of really all evil in the world and all anti-Semitism. And it says, Ad Alot HaShachar. He's doing it until the emergence of the morning light. So the Ibn Ezra says, let me just pull it up, Alot HaShachar, until the dawn, Ad Sur Shichrut HaLayla, until the darkness passes away. Again, I think this is such a powerful message for Hanukkah, that until the darkness fades, that's when the light comes out. V'yeshomrim ki shachar demut ar v'hu hanira v'arim terem zeruach hashemesh. It's like almost like the sunrise. Like, you know, like when you see that sun peeking out from the darkness, to remember that when there's so much darkness, that the light can just peek through. And that's when we see the aura of Hashem, we see the aura of the Kedusha, and that all the darkness can fade away and morning can come. And what a powerful message to us, that all of us, we should see with the light of Hanukkah, and we should see the beauty of Hashem, and we should remember that Eino Milvado, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is here for us. I really got the chills when Sharon called me last night and said, you know, we're planning this hostage program, but you know, let's look at this perek that everybody's sending out about the Kfir and Ariel. Like, what does it tell us? What should we know? You know, it has the names of the hostages in it, in this perek. What does it mean? And when I opened it up and I started reading it, and I really got goosebumps, because this was written by David HaMelech. And yet it feels like it could be written today for our situation that's going on. And I wanted to just read it to you. And sometimes we spend so much time reading Tehillim, and every Shabbat, Baruch Hashem, we say Tehillim. And then there's this question of, like, what are we saying? And sometimes you could just stop and think about the words, and like Tehillim has that power to just give you goosebumps and realize, like, it has so much impact in our lives. So just to read this Perek Yud Zayin, Tefillah LeDavid. This is a prayer from David. Shema Hashem Tzedek, Hashem knows what is right. Hakshiva Rinati, like, listen to my cry. Ha'azina Tefilati, give ear to my prayer. Like, we cry out all the time to Hashem, and we don't stop, and we keep on saying to Hashem, please, please help us. Belosiv Temirma, and there should be no words of deceit. And I think, like, if you think about what Hamas is doing and what the Palestinians are doing and so many people out there, there's so much deceit. There's so much lying that's happening about what's happening in this war. And we're saying, below Sivtei Mirma, don't pay attention to that. Pay attention to our tefillot, not to all of the lying and the deceit. Milfanecha mishpatei yetzei, like, only truth and judgment will come up from Hashem. Einecha techazena meisharim, your eyes will know what's right. Like, Hashem, we don't have to listen to all of the garbage that's going on out there, because you know what is right and we can trust you. Bachanta libi, you know my heart. Pakadata laila, and you have inspected the light. But pakadata could also be not just inspected and you know what's going on in the nighttime, but also poked, Hashem can find and redeem. And I think that, like, thinking about hostages, Hashem can redeem something in the night. Tsarfatani, you have tested me. Bal timsa zamoti, but you shouldn't find any bad thoughts in me. Bal yavarpi, I won't ever make any mistakes. I'm not going to say bad things. I'm going to try to do tshuva. Lifu'ulot Adam Bidvar Sifatecha, that the deeds of man, the words of all the different things that we say are on our lips. Anisha Marti, and I have watched and I'm careful with our Chot Paritz, but also realize that there are ways of bad people. Like, there are bad people out there, and I'm watching what they're doing. I'm watching all of the bad things that they're doing. Tamoch Ashurai b'maglotecha. So, my path that I am following, you should support my path. Bal namotu pa'amai, don't let me slip and don't let me fall. Like, we're trying so hard to do the right thing. We're trying so hard to do good. Please don't let us fall. Please help us. Ani karaticha, please, I call out to you. Kita aneni, please, please, please listen to us. And I feel like that's what we're saying over and over. Hashem, please just listen to us. Kel hat aznechali, please just listen to us. Shema imrati, and hear what we say. Haflei chasadecha, Hashem, You should fill us with kindness and put aside your kindliness. Moshiach Hosim. And you can deliver to those who take refuge in you, but also like almost like you could deliver the hostages. For those who revolt against you, there are people out there that are revolting against you, like Hamas is revolting against you, and you should save the hostages from them. Shamreni ki ishom batayam bat ayin. We should become the apple of your eye, like almost like if you're going to look at the world and you're going to say, you know, who is Hashem going to side with? Is it going to be them or is it going to be us? It's like, no, please, Hashem, take us under your eye. Please take care of us. We should become the apple of your eye. But sel knafecha tastireni, that we should become under the shadow of your wings, that you should just take care of us. Mipnei rishaim zu shaduni, because rishaim have devastated us. And like, I think, look around the world. Is it so true? We can't sleep at night. The rishaim, the horrible people, they have devastated us. They have destroyed us. And it's so difficult. And sometimes we feel like our enemies just surround us. And if you think about Israel, it's everywhere. Like Israel's there and the Arabs just surround them. And you live in America and there's anti-Semitism everywhere. And we're saying to Hashem, it feels like everything surrounding us. Chalbamos sagru, pimot dibru begeut. It's like their mouths are filled with this fat, disgusting words that they speak proudly. And it's amazing. They walk around, Hamas walks around, the Palestinians walk around, and they tell and they spit out these words of horrible things. They just make stuff up. And they proudly say that they're right. From the land to the sea, from the river to the sea, that Israel should not exist. It's like, what do you mean you say that proudly? But they do. They say it proudly with disgusting words that they just want to destroy us. Ashurenu atas vavuni. But what we say is, Hashem, you should surround us. Einehem yashitu lintot ba'aretz. They want to take over the world. They want to extend their power over the earth. And that's what people say. Like, you know what? If Hamas... if Israel is first, then what's next? Then London, then Paris, then Berlin, then the United States. Like what the order is, we don't know the order, but it's very clear that they want to take over the world. And that's what David HaMelech is saying, that the bad people, they want to take over the entire world. Like it's clear as day. It's right here. Now here, this is where you have this chilling pasuk. Dimyono ka'aryeh, yichsof letrof, V'kfir yoshev mistarim. So we have Aryeh and Kfir, the two boys, Bibas, that are missing, and we don't know if they're missing. But if you look at this pasuk, dimyono ka Aryeh, so the pasuk means that he's like a lion, and he's so eager to tear his prey into pieces, and like a young lion, he lurks in hiding. So the metaphor of, like, I think you think about the IDF, who's this like roaring lion that's there to go and seek peace and get and save Klal Yisrael. But I even think further, like, this is such a powerful concept that he's like a lion. He's waiting to tear them to pieces. But Kfir is Yoshev B'Mistarim. Like Kfir, he's still in hiding. Maybe he's not dead. Maybe he is still there and we want him back. So Aryeh and Kfir, we want them back. And that's like an incredible message here. And Kuma Hashem, we're now saying to Hashem, Kuma Hashem, get up, Kadma Fanav, confront him and help us. Hechriehu, bring them to their knees. Palta Nafshi Meirasha, rescue the souls from the Rishaim. Harbecha, with your sword. That means Hashem, please, and it's such a beautiful message this week as we rescued Baruch Hashem so many hostages, and we want them all home, that every single one of them should come home. And Hashem, we're asking that every single one that you should get up, Kuma Hashem, Kama Fanav Hachriu, Paltanafshi, you should just bring back every single neshama, every single soul. And I wanted to end with this beautiful thought from Rav Soloveitchik about Yaakov's struggle, which I think is so powerful when we think about the Alot HaShachar and going from some of this incredible darkness into light. And he says, Yaakov has emerged victorious from the most awesome encounter. He had held fast his mysterious foe through a night of sorrow, fear, and loneliness. until the new day dawned, until the morning. He was alone, weak and unarmed, a novice in the art of warfare. Like, if you think about Yaakov, he didn't know how to fight. Why did Yaakov not surrender? Yaakov acted absurdly and contrary to all rational, practical considerations. It just didn't make sense. And if you think about ours today, so much of our military warfare doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense that Israel, who's this tiny little country, should be able to defeat all the Arabs. And yet, he did. Why? Because he acted heroically. And we always say about our soldiers, they're true heroes. They are giborim amitiim, that we wrote in our letters this week. Heroism, which is always employed when reason despairs and logic retreats, meaning we become heroes when it doesn't make sense anymore, but we have emunah and we do what's right. With daybreak, with alot hashachar, the helpless, lonely, non-logical Yaakov found himself unexpectedly the victor, the hero. Is this not, in fact, the story of the Jewish people, an entity which is engaged in an absurd struggle for survival for thousands of years? And I would even add, is this not our story of Bayamim Hahem Bazman Hazeh for so many years? Now we think about Hanukkah as we enter Hanukkah. For so many years, Klal Yisrael has emerged victorious, and may we all have the bracha that we all see personal victory in our lives and also see victory for Klal Yisrael and see tremendous light wherever we turn for all of Klal Yisrael. Wishing you a beautiful Shabbat Shalom.